How's it feel to be signed?
Feels good. You know, I feel like I'm part of the team now, so I'm happy to be here.
What were these last couple days like, not being at camp while everybody else is here?
Oh, you know, I feel like I was missing out on opportunities, you know, to make an impression and to earn a spot on my team, you know. And I also don't want my teammates to feel like it was about, you know, I always put myself above the team. You know, the guys in the locker room, they understand it's the nature of the business. And, you know, I just tried my hardest to get here as quick as possible under reasonable, you know, circumstances with my contract. And now I'm here, I'm willing to put them, you know, them last couple of practices in the past and try to catch up and make my name in the NFL.
You obviously made a lot of progress in the mini camps. Do you think you set yourself back at all by missing these first 3.5 days or 4 days?
Oh, you know, any day, any hour, any workout, anything you miss is always going to be a setback, you know. But hopefully, you know, I worked out on my downtime and I could be in good shape and come out and make an impression and catch up and learn. And hopefully I didn't get too far behind.
How'd that conditioning test go for you?
It went good. You know, I made all my times with about 2 or 3 seconds left, except for the last one. The last one kind of got me. But overall, I did good. You know, I feel like I'm in good shape. You know, I trimmed down a little bit. You know, I'm looking forward to get back with the team and making an impression.
Was it the plan all along just to do the conditioning and not practice today, or did you have hopes of practicing today?
Oh, no, not actually. You know, I was planning on coming out and working out, you know, but, you know, Coach, he's a good coach, and he thought it would be best for me not to come out and, you know, make a bad first impression. You know, you have dead legs and you're running and you come out and try to perform and play. You know, that's not, you know, you look at that on film, it might not be your best. So, you know, Coach looked out for me and, you know, and I'll be out there tomorrow.
You said you trimmed down to what? What are you weighing?
Oh, you know, I just lost a few pounds, 4 or 5 pounds. You know, nothing dramatic. You know, I just feel lighter. You know, I'm playing a different position. You know, a lot of the guys are doing it. All the guys that are making a transition from, you know, 4-3 in and 3-4 linebacker is a different position. So you want to feel light. You want to be able to move, you know, because you're being asked to do different things.
How are you welcomed back by the team? I mean, is there some ribbing but some welcoming?
You know, right now it's just congratulations, you know, but I'll see the real welcome tomorrow.
What are you looking forward to for this upcoming season?
You know, like I said, I just want to make a name for myself, you know, that getting to the NFL is phase one, you know, the next step is to become a big name in the NFL, and that's what I want to do. I want to make my name a household name, and I want to win games, I want to win championships, and I feel like with a lot of guys around me, you know, I feel like we could get that done. And, you know, if I play my best, then it helps the team, so we all work together and we can get things done.
You talking at all with NoSean the past couple days? You guys both in the same boat?
Yeah. You know, to NoSean's, you know, credit, I'd rather not even discuss what's going on with NoSean. You know, I'll just leave that when he gets here, let him answer those questions.
Was this a stressful situation for you personally, just waiting this whole time and not being here and, you know, trying to get your NFL, you know, career going?
Yeah, it's kind of stressful because, you know, you want to be out here with your team. You know, all day I'm watching NFL Network, seeing this person sign, that person sign, seeing guys making names for themselves, you know, different things, contributing. I'm on DenverBroncos.com all day looking at what's going on. So, you know, it was stressful, you know, but now I'm here and, you know, I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, I believe you.